Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The third baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Dayette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Onbe. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Rick Onbe. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo takes first base on ball four. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from Heath and he is out, Hare applying the tag. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Clark moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Dayette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dayette. The throw from Heath and he is out, Hare applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to third. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trillo tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1. And the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Van Slyke takes first base on ball four. Clark moves to second. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton bunts towards third. Trillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Van Slyke moves to second. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Van Slyke scores. Heath moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0 for 1 in the game. Onbay bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive towards third. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dayette hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 1 in the game. Eckersley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee strikes out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Dayette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a line drive towards third. Pendleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Todd Worrell now pitching. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worrell spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Worrell. Durham moves to third. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dayette takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunston strikes out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Dennis Eckersley. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-3 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jay Baller now pitching. Todd Worrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worrell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Baller. Coleman moves to second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston misplays the ball. That's an error on Dunston. Coleman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Davis and he is safe. McGee steals second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hare strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Moreland moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Dayette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dayette takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Shawn Dunston. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Jay Baller. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.